the rest of the story. The saga of the Native American and White Eyes from across the sea who stole his land and his autonomy may be summed up in one life, the life of Quanah, chief of the Comanche. For in his early years of leadership, his raiders fought the white invaders tenaciously. It was he, after all, who led Comanche, Cheyenne, and Kiowa braves in the renowned Battle of Adobe Walls in 1874. But through his later years, the last three decades, in fact, he served his own people and his former enemies by encouraging peace among them. Indeed, Quanah eventually became a successful businessman in the white world while maintaining and promoting his native culture. And yet, to appreciate his journey from war wager to peacemaker, one has to witness the first steps. He was born the son of Comanche chief Petanacoma. He was 15 when his mother and infant sister were abducted during an attack on an Indian camp by Texas Rangers. The two, mother and child, were given to a white family in Texas to be assimilated into white society. But Quanah's mother, grieving for a husband and two sons and the beloved tribe from which she was now separated, resisted every effort of so-called civilization to so-called civilize her. She cut her hair short, a Comanche expression of mourning. She resisted wearing white women's clothing. She refused to learn English. She repeatedly ran away, attempting to return with her daughter to her people. And when the child named Topsana died of fever in 1863, the already distraught Comanche woman fell into a depression from which she never recovered. Quanah's mother, attempting to starve herself to death, finally succumbed, still in captivity, to influenza in 1870. And so was born, in the heart of a young Comanche warrior, a hatred that smoldered on the cold desert nights, that drove him to hunt and kill on the plains of southeastern Texas, and yet for every white soldier dispatched by Quanah and his fierce Kawadi raiders, 10 more would take his place, until it became apparent to this leader of uncommon wisdom that the only hope for the survival of his people, the only hope for their survival, was reconciliation. Quanah and the hundreds under his command quietly surrendered at Fort Sill in 1875, and thereafter he settled in southwestern Oklahoma, was instrumental in persuading the remaining Comanche renegades to lay down their weapons. But the private quest that obsessed the second half of Quanah's life was the search for his mother's grave, a search that ended in 1910 and was followed by her reinterment at Post Oak Mission Cemetery. The service was in English and Comanche, a fitting gesture in the commemoration of that particular woman, that her funeral service should be recited in both English and Comanche. For Quanah's mother was Cynthia Ann Parker, abducted from a white settlement by Comanche raiders at the age of 9. And yet after 24 years, she had forgotten her early upbringing, had become a respected member of Comanche society, and the wife of their chief, and oh yes, the unwitting nurturer of the future healer, the future healer of her people and her people. Now you know the rest of the story.